third parak of Kalim, fourth Mishnah, Chavish in Nisroya, jug that got a little weak, started cracking. The Tofla B'Glolim, he strengthened it by putting Glolim around it. Glolim is something which is not B'Kabal Tum, it's an Atzmai, it's cow droppings. Even if you take off these cow droppings, it would fall apart. Still tameh because you caught it before it did fall apart, and since you're strengthening it from falling it apart, it's a makabel tumah. And nishbar once it was broken, the dovik mimena chalsis that it broke in a fashion that wasn't makabel tumah, and you stuck together the broken pieces of cheres. Oh, you should have your cheres in makamachi, but a piece of cheres from another place to put it back together again. The tofel glolim, and then you strengthened it by putting these cow droppings there. Afal pishu neitla glolim acharasim oimden. Even it was glued together strong enough that it would not fall apart without that cheres, without the glolim, still it's tayv neishah batal shem kli mila. Because once the kli was stopped being a kli, it will not become a kli by just gluing it back together again. That's by kli cheres. If it had one piece of it that could still hold a revius, that piece always was able to mekabel tuma, and therefore, if you rebuilt the entire kli is mekabel tuma maga only if you touch it, because it's just connected to the kli. Because technically, the only kli is the part that was still masik revius, still held a revius. Everything you added onto it is just addition stuck onto the kli. So things that are stuck onto the kli, I'm a kabel tum only if you touch it, not like a regular din of a kli cheres. It's like a handle to pick up the kli. But the kli itself is that remaining cheres that's machzik the revius, and if you put something connected opposite the area of that piece, then even if you just suspend it in there, it's matama the kli, because the cheres is matama the avid.